or sudden urges to speak in incomprehensible jargon that may result from reading this book. If you begin using terms like dialectical, difference, or the hermeneutics of facticity in everyday conversation, please seek immediate help. Dedicated to everyone who's ever nodded along in a philosophy seminar while understanding absolutely nothing. Genuine academic disclaimer. While this book takes a humorous and irreverent approach to explaining philosophy, the core explanations of concepts, historical context, and influence are factually accurate. The author has made a good faith effort to present philosophical ideas correctly before proceeding to mock them mercilessly. The jokes, analogies, and contemporary references are intended to make difficult philosophical concepts more accessible and memorable, not to replace rigorous understanding. Readers seeking a complete and nuanced understanding of the philosophical systems presented are encouraged to consult the original texts and scholarly commentary once they've stopped laughing. All exaggerations, simplifications, and instances of comedic license are intentional and in service of both humor and clarity. The author acknowledges that philosophical traditions are more complex and potentially valuable than any single interpretation can convey. Chapter 1. The World is Made of Words, and That's Why Everything is Broken. You probably think language is just a handy tool for asking where the bathroom is or complaining about your ex on social media. But according to Jacques Lacan, French psychoanalyst, professional cryptic riddler, and absolute menace to clarity, language is not just how we express reality, it's how reality expresses us. Lacan's big idea? The words you use don't just describe the world, they structure it. Your identity, your desires, your political beliefs, your taste in overpriced coffee, all of it is tangled up in the symbolic order, a fancy way of saying the massive pre-existing spiderweb of language and meaning you got dropped into without consent. To understand how completely language screws with you, Lacan broke the psyche down into three zones of increasing existential discomfort. The imaginary, where it all starts. This is the mirror stage. Yes, literally looking in a mirror and thinking, "Oh, hey, that's me." Only instead of moving on with your toddler life, your ego gets stuck in this shiny illusion of coherence forever. Cute. The symbolic. This is where things get real and confusing. The symbolic is language, its law, its culture. It's all the stuff you didn't choose but which now controls everything you think, say, and want. Your entry into the symbolic is the price of being a functioning human being, also the cause of your lifelong identity crisis. Enjoy the real, not to be confused with reality. The real is what resists language. It's what can't be said. It's that gut punch feeling when words fail. Death, trauma, taxes, the gaping hole at the center of your sense of self. The real is what breaks the symbolic and your brain whenever it shows up. So, what does this mean in non-French, non-psychoanalytic, non-therapy bill-generating terms? It means language isn't neutral. You don't use language. Language uses you. The symbolic order is like the Matrix, but instead of cool sunglasses and bullet time, you get metaphors, childhood trauma, and the crushing realization that freedom doesn't mean the same thing to everyone at the protest. Words aren't just words. They're signifiers, symbols floating around with slippery meanings that only work because they refer to other signifiers. There's no stable, real meaning underneath. You're chasing a chain of references like